Canton Board of Selectmen Appointment Committee to order on Thursday, June 10th at 2:31 p.m. And with me is Warren Humphrey and Claudia Nardi. And do we have anyone in the public? No public. So I guess we go straight to the minutes of May 13th, 2021. And I do not have them in front of me.
Yeah, I have them and I have no problem with them. And so I would move that we accept the meeting minutes for May 13th, 2021.
Oh, Bob, you are muted and not on video in case you're trying to talk. There you
go. Okay, we can see you. We just can't hear you. Still can't hear.
Okay, thank you, Lucky Star.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes that I think Bob, you know, Bob Skinner would automatically do that to me so he wouldn't have to listen to the Board of Selectmen meeting.
I suffer from the same disease. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so Warren made a motion, and can I get a second for the approval of the minutes?
Yep, I seconded it, and I called for a vote. But it's all when you couldn't hear me. And
so it passed unanimously, right?
Unanimously. Aye. Okay. And so we now move to the appointments, applications for pension committee. And I'm still looking for this email. And I keep, when I switch off of this one, I have the email that you sent me. I can't see it unless I'm like off of this one.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm flying blind. I did look at all of them
So the applicant that had submitted the application, volunteer application for the pension committee, is actually a member position for a term that would have expired on January 1st, 2023. His name is Michael Nardello.
Yes.
He is an insurance executive at the Hartford Steam Boiler Inspection Insurance Company. And he is VP Claims Management. And so he's interested in being a member of that pension committee.
Yep. I thought he had fine qualifications.
Yeah, I am not familiar with the fellow at all. So
no, nor am I, but I was very impressed by
by his
resume and I would move that he be recommended to be appointed to this position.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then we go to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And again, Claudia, I need your help on that one too.
Okay. That's okay. So for Planning and Zoning, there's an alternate position that is available for a term to expire on June 30th of 2024. And we have Rachel Harper, who is interested. Rachel right now is a realtor at Berkshire Hathaway. She included a resume and with great detail. She has an accounting background with a diverse industry experience, financial analysis, data management analysis, general accounting.
Worked for Remedy One, for one of the major insurance companies. I was very impressed with her as well. So
I think I don't know, just kind of talking here, is that I think this background, as believe it or not, of all things, I mean, I can see tremendous things with the Department of Commerce, the United Nations, so on and so forth. But what kind of intrigues me is that she's a local realtor. Mm-hmm. And so in some regards, I didn't catch whether it was residential or commercial that she dealt with, but especially if it was commercial real estate, I think she would have quite a feel for what is going on in and around the town in terms of business related. Did you, either of you, see whether it was a commercial or real? Well, even if it actually doesn't much matter, I was just more interested, I think, now.
Well, it would be interesting. And she's with Berkshire Hathaway, right?
Right. And they do both.
I did not see if it was commercial or residential.
Well, I'm looking right now. So it looks like home. Oh, wait a minute. Well, this Rachel Harper is in Evans, Georgia. That would not work.
Hey, we're going to make them all do hybrid meetings now anyway. So
that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Rachel Harper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evans, Georgia.
No, this was in Five Mills Lane.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to note that Rachel is actually already on one of our commissions. She serves the Youth Service Bureau as a member as well. Okay. So looks like she's looking to expand her, expand her volunteerism to the town.
Okay. Well, I'd be in favor. I would nominate her.
Oh, yeah. I'll make that motion if you want. Not recommend Rachel Harper to the to the Board of Selectmen as an alternate member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, and I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Yep, she's sounds great. And then we have someone for the Commission on Aging.
I'm sorry. Yep. I just caught a one line on her resume or her application. She says, I've attended quite a few planning and zoning meetings out of interest. As a hobby, I go to planning and zoning meetings and enjoy the nature of the commission. Oh my gosh. Okay, great. Okay, great.
That's great. That's great, yeah. For her.
Can we extend or I don't know. Anyway, let's go ahead. Good. All right. So for commission.
And then we have for Commission on Aging, we have one applicant by the name of Len Dunson. Okay. He is interested in that commission. He's lived in Canton since 2004. He served the community since 1986 as an independent jeweler. He has been a board member of the Avon Chamber of Commerce and Avon Scholar for Dollars, president of the Connecticut Jewelers Association and the Farmington Valley Mall Association. And so he's, looking to get involved here in Canton.
Okay.
Currently retired.
Yep, and this is for an alternate position, not to exceed January 1st of 2023.
Okay. Well, I would. I think he would do very well.
Yeah, I don't know the fellow.
I don't either. All.
Yeah. But okay, sounds good to me.
All right.
I would recommend that we pass on to the Board of Selectmen name of Len Dunston for an alternate member of the Council on Aging or the Commission on Aging.
And I will second that. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And so. Now it's incumbent upon us to review the April 2021 absentee record.
So just so that you guys know, I put that on here only because you had asked to have it correct. On each agenda going forward.
Yep. Yep.
I believe that the April one has already been reviewed because the next one that's coming up is the May. We reviewed the April one, I believe, when we were doing the that last meeting in May.
Okay.
For the June, July appointments.
I think that was the most current we had at that time. I don't think it's a bad idea to put it on every agenda. Yep. just so that we'll keep in the habit of it and not skip it when we do want to look at. But I do want to make sure that, you know, the first time, like, for example, the AMA one comes up, that we then actually take the time to look at it in detail. Yep. So.
And these also, just so that you were all under the same, you know, understanding here, is that those absentee records actually are presented in the Board of Selectmen packages as well.
Yes.
The last meeting of each month. So just so that you know, those are also provided there.
Right.
But yeah, I will continue to keep adding that to the agenda, just so that it's an ongoing topic.
Claudia, I think our experience on the Board of Selectmen was that it gets bundled in with all of the monthly data, the finance stuff, and the reports from EMS and fire and police and such. Yeah. So frankly, I felt, and I think Gail felt, that it was being overlooked. We weren't really looking at it the way we should, especially when we were trying to make the reappointments. So yeah. I think it's wise that we do this. And if we find something, then we can report it to the main board. So,
yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
Yep, I would agree. I think it's a good idea to focus on it. This is the right place to do it. So yeah,
at least to take the first look at it. You're right. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I think the last thing we had before adjourning is to review the charge to the Juvenile Review Board. I guess there were. Warren, you had some questions about
The issue for me was when we looked at that at the attendance record, it didn't meet the entire year of 2020.
Right.
And so my question then became is, why do we have a board if it never meets?
Right.
And so I didn't understand the purpose of it. And so.
Yeah. I think it's a good question, because quite frankly, you know, I was looking at the same report and I saw the same thing and I was kind of scratching my head too.
Right.
And if they don't meet, that's a good thing, because it means that there's nobody who's been referred. So we should be glad, but they obviously do perform a critical function in the town. As a way to.
Well, frankly, I didn't really even know what it meant for somebody to be referred. I didn't know. I still don't understand that concept. So, and I was just looking through my stuff real quick to find my copy of the charter, and I don't.
The charter actually describes the board's purpose. Mm-hmm. I can read it to you if you don't have it in front of you.
No, yep. Well, I have something that you, the chapter 160 Juvenile Review Board. I have that right in front of me.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. But well, what caught my eye right off the bat was, in accordance with 10.02A of the town charter, I suspect that doesn't refer to the most current charter, because we reorganized some of that board, and that's really a little bit of housekeeping that I was going to look up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if that's a revision issue. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I can certainly look into that with Linda, the town clerk.
Okay, that would be good. Thank you.
Okay.
So let's see. Purposes used. And then, if that's the case, it would be, I think, a straightforward thing to go ahead and. Wouldn't it? Then just update that.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Now hold on. I'm trying to do two things at once here.
Community-based
diversity program for junior of Evans for Child and Youth Development. Hacks is an alternative to the juvenile court system by working closely with police and school membership. Consist of 5 regular board and 2 alternates, should be appointed by board selectmen. And again, there's another reference to the town charter. That one might be okay, but let's take a look. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, so I guess, as you say, is the fact that it hasn't met is a good thing. But I suspect that we're required somewhere along by statute that to have this review board is what I suspect is.
And that's what I'll look into. I'm wondering if that 10.02A is that language.
Yeah, but that means that we impose that on ourselves. Not it was imposed upon us by the state. So
right. And you know, to that point, our attendance policies, quite frankly, are, you know, don't really work here very well.
In the charter,
yeah.
Well, that was self-imposed. I mean, I'm anticipating just the, well, I'm not sure what I'm going. I thought I knew where you were heading with that and where you were coming from, but maybe I ought to just listen.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is we may want to add a word when we talk about, you know, someone who misses a certain percentage of meetings.
Right.
Or a certain number of consecutive meetings, it may be that that we throw in the word of scheduled meetings or actual meeting, because in this case, you know, the sheet shows that, you know, they didn't meet at all, so nobody's attending the meetings that just weren't there. But because there weren't any meetings, they really can't be regarded as absent,
right?
Because they didn't show for a meeting that didn't exist. So,
oh, I see.
So if it's,
and just so you know, the absentee record reflects only the absences for the meetings that actually occurred. So there's a formula in there that only captures, you know, the absences for actual meetings. So it's not counting, you know, non-meeting. So there was one that was scheduled, just because the meeting's on there doesn't necessarily, it's counted on there as a meeting. It's not if it didn't happen.
Okay. So maybe we need to look at that formula a little bit, make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Sure. I can double check. I did that back in April when there was a little bit of a switch in positions here in the CAO's office, just getting myself caught up to speed here and make sure everything is running the way it's supposed to. And it seemed like there was a couple of small issues, but those kinks have been worked out. So I think the spreadsheet is okay. But I just want to just make sure you guys were aware that the formula is good and that it is only capturing actual meetings that are being held.
Okay.
So Bob, I think the way the charter goes is that I think we're okay because the charter basically doesn't require that the Board of Selectmen dismiss somebody.
Right.
Insufficient. What it says is that is one of the causes that the Board of Selectmen can look at to dismiss somebody. So I think that it's allowing us to apply the human element, the human logic into like the pandemic or we didn't have any meetings or anything like that. I think we're okay. I'd be interested if we ever had one of these meetings I suspect a lot of it is going to be in what I'll call executive session. In other words, there's not necessarily a lot of minutes taken because it's going to delve into some very stuff that isn't necessarily public information.
But it
would just be interesting to see if anybody knew of one of these things. And this is more of a curiosity thing, just to see how that is supposed to work.
I actually I know a couple of people who've been involved in this. I'm thinking of Sue Seidel. She's been involved with the Juvenile Review Board.
Oh yeah.
For years, and I'm not sure. Was Leslie involved in that too? Leslie Hill.
Boy, I don't remember. Know. It would sound like something that she would be involved in, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can talk to Sue and I'm sure she'd be very happy to brief us on it. Mm-hmm. And let us know what's
If she can't attend the meeting, maybe a small paragraph on what the experience is like and what it does, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be pestering and I'm not pursuing something. It just is that I am really ignorant of what the board is. And so therefore, what are some of the criteria? Although it does list of things like psychologists, social workers, clergy, court personnel, school officials, parents. So that's helpful. Looking for a
I don't think it's prying or nosy at all. I think it's certainly within our purview, and I think it's completely appropriate. So I'm curious too.
I can I'll make sure to reach out to Sue, and maybe she can either hop onto a call or provide us with a little bit more information.
I can give her a call too, Claudia. That's from. All right. So I think that's it. That's all we have, unless we want to talk some more. But
no, we can't.
So I was supposed to be in the picture behind me here today working on, I've got some things I'm working on in the shed down there. So that's where I'm going to head when we hang up.
All right.
Down to that pond. The granddaughters were up yesterday. So I spent, must've been an hour or so in an inner tube floating out in there. Well, yeah, I was floating while one granddaughter was throwing buckets of water on me and the other one had a rope on my tube and was towing me around the pond.
Oh, so, no,
they were, oh, that's great. They were,
yeah, so it was great. It was great. It was
that's awesome. Good for you.
Nothing better than that.
Yep. The water temperature could have been a few degrees warmer. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Oh, that's all great. Right. That's great. So
I move we adjourn.
I will second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. And we are adjourned at 2:53.
Thank you. Good. Thanks Warren, much, guys. Claudia.